If you call your kids and they don't come, just open a bag of potato chips. They'll be there.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Do you have any faults, any flaws? Of course not. But some do. During a minor league baseball game, the manager of one team grew so appalled by the center fielder's performance that he ordered him to the dugout, grabbed a glove, and played center field himself. The first ball that came his way took a bad bounce and smacked the manager in the mouth. Next, he lost a fly ball in the sun until it bounced off his forehead. Then he charged a line drive, missed the ball, and it smacked him in the eye. He was furious. Sprinting to the dugout, he yelled at the center fielder, "You idiot! You've got center field so messed up, even I can't do a thing with it." Well, it's easy to overlook our own faults and focus on the glaring errors of others, isn't it? Some faults are more humorous than others. Ron was on his first date with a girl he'd just met. The waitress placed the food on the table and said, "Enjoy your meal." Ron said, "Love you too." The poor guy was humiliated, as was the lady who entered a veterinary clinic, walked confidently to the front desk, then gasped, "I forgot the dog," she said. We all have faults, but one of the greatest dangers in relationships is fault finding. It can become a dangerous habit, and those who go looking for faults seldom find anything else. Author Bill Butterworth tells a story from 8th grade metal shop class. Bill had waited until the very last day to start a project upon which his entire grade would rest. The easiest project was a screwdriver, so Bill laid a steel rod in the fire until it was red hot, placed it on an anvil, and smacked it with a mallet. Unfortunately, he flattened more than he bargained for. With no time to start over, Bill handed it in. "It was the ugliest screwdriver you ever saw," he says. The next day, the shop teacher called him to the front of the class and said, "Students, it gives me great pleasure to present the award for Outstanding Metal Shop Project of the Year to Mr. Butterworth for his chisel." Well, I'm not sure if this teacher meant to be so wise, but one young man learned a valuable lesson that day. Go with your strengths and go looking for strengths. Too often we look at a child or a friend or a spouse who has great promise, like that Project of the Year chisel, but all we can see is where they've screwed up. I wonder what would happen if we looked past their slip-ups and imperfections and praised their strengths. In high school, I was appalling in algebra, ghastly in geometry, and terrible in trigonometry. I wanted to quit until my English teacher, Mr. Beener, took me aside and said, "I want you in my class. You have a gift." You never know what God will do when you follow his advice in 1 Thessalonians 5, encourage one another and build each other up. As Christians, we must remind ourselves that we follow a man who looked beyond our faults, saw our needs, and met them by paying the highest price. I heard of a teen who stood before the mirror each night and repeated things his nearsighted father told him, "You're ugly, stupid, it's your fault." Imagine. One day he met Jesus and found his identity in him. He said, "I found that God loved me unconditionally. Nothing could change that." Over time, he began to smile when he looked in the mirror and said, "You are handsome. You are loved. You are righteous in God's sight. And so are we." In fact, Jude 1 promises, "Now all glory to God who is able to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy." God bless you, my friend.
Laugh Again, we combine humor with a deeper purpose. As one listener wrote, "Phil, I love your humor and the truths you beautifully incorporate into your stories. This ministry centers on sharing the hope, joy, and truth of Jesus. Our goal isn't just laughs, but turning hearts towards the only one who can wipe our tears for good. Want to join this mission? Support us with a financial gift today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.